And good evening to everybody here on Overtime on YouTube, where we have not been for the last couple of weeks, 3 weeks, I think. And we won't be here next week, or possibly the week after that. But we're here now, and that's the important thing. At least I think we are. Rob Gila, can you confirm that we are, in fact, on YouTube and not just talking to ourselves?
We are, in fact, running on YouTube. Welcome to the 19 people who are with us right now. Although I guess I'm one of them, so 18.
Wow, so it's almost like we're talking to ourselves.
But we do sound good.
I don't understand. You know, there are all these videos on YouTube that are nothing. You know, somebody closing a door and 10,000 views for a 10-second video of someone closing a door. We talk about important issues here. We have 18 people. I mean, seriously, folks. I'm not berating the folks who are there, obviously. We need more folks like you. I'm seriously the folks that aren't here. Maybe they just don't know about it. Maybe that's it. Maybe we have to tell everybody.
Do they get a million live viewers?
I don't know. I don't know how any of this works. I don't really care either. I just would like to be able to make sure people who want to hear what we're talking about know about it.
It's true. And, we're up to 20 already.
That's how you do it. That's how you get people. You have to get every single listener, every single viewer.
Yes, we do tend to, our numbers do tend to increase in a bit. So, we've got more coming in now. And I do recognize that because we did not have overtime the last couple of weeks, that may have been part of it. Mm-hmm. People may have just gotten out of the habit.
Yeah, but the Olympics happen every 4 years, and people remember that. You know,
yes,
they show up for that.
There's blanket wall-to-wall advertising for the Olympics.
That's true.
For months. And a listener named Larry just said, it's not the quantity, it's the quality. Thank you, Larry. We're glad you're here. And Rachel, we actually got a comment for you. A listener with the handle JessMess831 in the chat says, Rachel, your cute voice. So I'm assuming that's somebody you know. I hope that's somebody you know, because otherwise you're getting random creepers in our YouTube chat, and welcome to the internet. But yes, folks on the YouTube chat, 26 now, by the way, I'm going to be obsessively counting. If you have questions for us, stuff for Rachel, any venting you want to do while we wait for Rebel to call in.
Which technically, because, you know, we banned Rebel because he called multiple times the last time we were on. We said, you can't call the next show. And then we weren't on the week after that or the week after that. So technically, he should be banned from this show. But you know what? I'm feeling charitable. And I'm willing to just say, you know what? You were banned from the show that never aired. But don't do it again, or we'll ban you multiple times. So, and it goes for everybody too. You know, if you call in to make, to say something, you shouldn't call back and hog the time because other people can't get through when you do that. You find that funny, Gila? That policy of fairness?
And that's not the thing that was entertaining. Tim in Connecticut, excellent point. This is the next show, which technically Rebel was banned from the next show. Mm-hmm. No, I am entertaining by watching the sibling interaction in two of the Skype windows. It's very funny.
I didn't see that. But okay. Anyway, Rachel, sorry to bother you with all this nonsense that we go through. Please continue. Anything else that you would like to share with us, including things that maybe you can't say on the radio? Feel free on YouTube. Anything goes, apparently.
Well, I had to unmute myself. I just want to say I don't have anything to unload. I would actually like to say I love my big brother with all my heart.
Well, that's very cool.
I'm so lucky to have him. And to have him worry about me and to share as much DNA as I do with one person. The one person in the whole world is him, and he's the best. Thank you, brother.
Well, right back at you, Rachel. You know I love you very much. I worry about you. Yeah. And if Mom were here, she'd be right in the... It would be really tough. It would be, like, really nerve-wracking to think about what we have to do to make sure that she got her oxygen and that the hospitals were ready. I mean, oh, my God, like...
Was she also in Fort Myers?
No, she was north of Tampa.
Oh, boy, that's even worse for that.
Closer to where the hurricane is going.
Wow.
It actually would have been worse.
Yeah, I'll say. And you have to realize there are so many people that are in various stages of health that are being affected directly by this thing, who must be going through all kinds of panic and uncertainty right now. So our hearts go out to them, but also, you know, more might have to go out to them to get them through this in days, weeks, months, years ahead. And I just wonder how many of these things are going to happen. You know, it's tornadoes, hurricanes, all sorts of extreme weather and rising sea levels. And I'm so sick of having to entertain people who don't believe it's real. You know, at some point you just got to start ignoring them and leaving them behind while we try and figure this out and stop it from getting worse.
It is so difficult to have to do that as a person who works behind a bar in Florida. Because people talk about it like it's just normal. All the misinformation, all the lies that are being fed, they just spout it constantly. And trying to be a neutral person behind the bar is one of it's hard. I bartended in New York. That's hard. But this is hard in a very different way.
Oh, right.
Am I on?
You're on. I heard you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like there's been a lot of stories about the massive amount of disinformation that's being spilled about this. And even President Biden had called out a few. I think he called out Trump and
Marjorie. He did. He was good. He was good before he was outraged, as so many of us are, by this disgusting crap that's being spewed out. I was worried that it was going to go unchallenged. A week ago, I was starting to see it. Kyle and I took a couple of days, went up to Canada to get a carport. And I emailed or texted Alex saying, hey, I'm in London, too. And you were in London, England last week. But, of course, I was in a different London. And you fell for it for a little bit.
There
you go. I did for a second. I mean, I didn't assume.
It's different. Yeah. But we went up there and listening to AM radio on the way, including two stations from New York City, WOR 710 and WABC 770. And basically, they were just spewing these lies nonstop with saying that this is what FEMA is not doing, and this is, the plan that they have, and how this is a complete failure on Biden's part. And none of it was true. And we knew none of it was true because, you know, you see the people interacting. You hear what the Republican governors are saying about how they're getting everything they need from FEMA, and they're on the phone with Biden. And while, you know, nothing is perfect, it certainly seemed to be a really good and effective effort for an almost impossible situation. That's going to be made even more impossible with yet another storm coming and affecting even more people. But it's just, you know, I was thinking this earlier, it's just so refreshing to see people who know what they're doing and aren't just pointing fingers and trying to cast aspersions on the other, you know, or blame people or make up stories. It just seems today that lies are okay. You can just make things up and people believe it. People that might not believe it, but they even, you know, Vance even said he's going to make up stories, whether it's about Haitians eating cats in Ohio or failures of FEMA that didn't happen. They're just going to try anything, see what sticks to the wall. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, I was chatting with some friends recently about this, and someone I know talked about how they were being served on like all these conspiracy theories on Threads and on TikTok about this, particularly about how the leftists created Hurricane Milton to interfere with Florida's election. And what my favorite thing about that one is that, I mean, all the people who genuinely believe that, also, if you ask them if human-made climate change was a thing, they would definitely say no. But both of these things can be true at the same time.
How do they have both beliefs in their head? There is no such thing as human-made climate change, and yes, humans can control the weather. Okay.
Well, also, wow. No, it's supposed to only happen to Republican states. So why not, when there's wildfires in California, why not the Democrats put it out?
Yeah. Yeah.
With a storm.
Because that's what they would expect them to do.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Yeah. Sorry. You're right.
Yeah, you should try being right wing for a day. It's a lot of fun. You just basically impose your will on others. Terrible. You stop listening. You talk over people. It's great fun.
I do have a question, though, which is, as a Jewish person, I would like to know what to do with my Jewish space laser and how I'm supposed to be affecting the weather with that.
You got
to
read the manual. Read the manual. It should have come with it.
All you got to do is protect New York City. That's very all true. I want from you.
Well,
because that's where my nephews are. So. Mm-hmm.
It's interesting you didn't mention you are. You didn't mention Fort Myers. But okay, priorities. I get it.
People don't know Jews here. I'm the closest thing to a Jewish person in Fort Myers.
You know Jews here.
I don't.
Nicole is absolutely Jewish.
Okay. I know one Jewish person.
Okay, you found a Jewish person in Fort Myers. That's congratulations. The priority is to stay safe through the night, and when Milton comes barreling up to your door,
hopefully is my dermatologist, and his name is Alex.
Well, it's a small world, isn't it? 802-321-4225 is our telephone number. Please join the conversation if you have
not a long look. Cool.
Anything to say that might be of interest, or if you're in harm's way or in the path or know someone's in the path or have been in the path before or anticipate being in the path in the future or don't want to talk about this and want something else to express, 802-321-HACK is our telephone number. And we'd love to hear from you because we haven't been on in a couple of weeks. We have a phone call already, and I'm going to pick it up. And good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime.
Hi. I know I'm not on the radio, but I'm on the internet on YouTube.
And
but...
Rebel, you were just sitting there waiting to dial that number for the last 3 weeks.
What's laughing at me?
Welcome. Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. At least I'm not in Florida. I mean, like, I have family that have, lived down in Miami, like, north, 50 miles north of Miami, and they get hurricanes, but... hopefully this hurricane's not going to be like a Katrina type of hurricane.
Well, as far as strength goes, I think it already is. But the question is, will the water come in? Will the tides go up as high as they're predicting? I don't know. We'll know a lot more in 24 hours.
Okay. Well, today we have some phone numbers to call.
Of course we do. All right. Let's get through this quickly. Nobody wants to...
The following are phone
longer.
Numbers that call. Hopefully this works because
Rebel, it never works. Okay, so why even say that? You know it's not going to work.
I had it 3 weeks ago, so hopefully it will work. So hold on.
All right, here we go. He calls us, puts us on hold, and we're supposed to just enjoy this.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Awkward periods of silence and people just staring at each other.
While we're waiting, on the note of this storm being like Katrina,
who's talking? Wait. Okay. Sorry. I didn't know that voice came from nowhere.
So this storm's not going to be like Katrina because it's not going to hit an area populated nearly as heavily as New York.
Okay, hang on. One second. We'll get back to you.
You are over 50.
I've been hacked.
Okay, you're over 50.
Hold on. I got really confusing really fast.
Congratulations. Just for calling today, we're offering you a free medical alert device.
I don't want...
it's the little life-saving button.
Rebel, what is the point of this? Why are you calling this number?
Okay, hold on.
I can call and hear a pitch for some medical device anytime.
Thank you for calling. This is Jessica on a recorded line.
Hi, Jessica. What's up? Can you hear me? Jessica, can you hear me? Jessica can't hear me, Rebel.
Great. So So with our promotion today,
wait,
you actually have the opportunity.
Jessica
to
lied. She didn't hear me.
Medical alert device.
Jessica, so, are you AI? She's
you know,
a she's
that
a robot.
Little button you wear around your neck that you press in case of an emergency or
this
even
is
a fall.
A robot on the phone.
Now we're
yes,
going to our monitoring program.
Kyle, what do we do?
I want to know if this device works with hurricanes.
Sometimes it's really expensive to buy a device like this, so we make it really simple for you. We pay for the entire unit itself and then ship it right to your house for free. And then, of course, we
Jessica,
100% peace
hello,
of mind, 24 hours a day.
No, it's not voice activated.
So,
well, how the hell are you supposed to talk to it then?
Okay?
What? I didn't understand it.
I totally understand.
No, you don't.
Honestly, anyone can fall and get hurt, even the healthiest of people. So it's really important to have a way to call for help in case of an emergency.
So this just keeps talking no matter what. It's not actually responding in any way. Rebel, will you?
I
can't believe I'm saying this. Rebel, will you get back on the phone and talk to us about this?
Well, no, but just for calling.
To receive a special gift. So just please stay on the line while I transfer your call.
Just for calling in today, you have the opportunity to receive special pricing on TV, internet, and phone services from DirecTV. DirecTV is your source for the ultimate in entertainment.
No, it's not.
Bundle DirecTV and high-speed internet from AT&T and get the best of both worlds for one low price. Sign up today for qualifying DirecTV service and get a $200 AT&T Visa reward card.
We still have that morphine. I think I need it.
Required. To take advantage of this offer, press 1 now to
Look,
be transferred to a DirecTV.
Oh, for God's sake.
Emmanuel, are you there?
I shouldn't be, but I am.
DirecTV. So we can better direct your call.
How many different robots are we
press
talking to here? It just never ends.
Press
Let's get
from
the service. Actually, you know what? This isn't a good one.
What was your first clue? Rebel, I'm going to press this button here, and we can't hear Rebel anymore. Go ahead, Gila. You had something to say.
So just a couple of questions, which is, first of all, do we now have to count DirecTV as a sponsor of Overtime? Because they definitely just got some free advertising.
No, because I will say that DirecTV is the worst bunch of conniving bastards you will ever encounter. They will rip you off. They will steal your house. They will not give you aid during a hurricane. That should pretty much negate any kind of promotional benefit.
I don't disagree with you in the least. I just, you know, that was a thing that occurred to me. Also, just a couple notes from the chat. Tim in Connecticut tells us that the Weather Channel currently has Milton at 120 miles per hour, Category 3 hurricane right now. And Fun Sox says, and I quote, "Oh, come, Rebel, this isn't the time for your shenanigans." And again, not saying it, just quoting it, not saying I disagree with it, but do want to thank you, Fun Sox,
but
for
when
saying
is, it. But when is the time for Rebel? I maintain there is no time for Rebel's shenanigans.
But I would postulate, posit, if you will, that there's rarely a time for said shenanigans, but all the more so tonight is not the time.
Okay, we could say that too. It's John Lennon's birthday, after all.
We're off for 2 weeks. We're going to be off probably for another 2 weeks for overtime.
For overtime.
This point is all
order.
The overtime we have for a while.
It's a point of order
point
on the table. It's also John Lennon's birthday, so please act accordingly. Go ahead.
The Rebels' shenanigans were allowed in interest of getting them out of the way, let the record note.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Are they out of the way, though? That's the question.
I do have one additional question, actually, in re the Rebel shenanigans.
Okay.
Because this was the next show after he was banned.
Right.
And if he calls on a show where he's banned, the ban gets extended.
Well, we did talk
what
about that
call?
Before. And we said that since I was feeling charitable, that I would just allow for the 2 weeks where we didn't hear from him or anybody, including us, that will just, you know, say, don't do it again. And hopefully that's been the case.
See what charitable gets you.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it was something. It was a tour through robots. And Rebel is not still on the line, is he?
He is.
No, he's not. I don't hear anything. No, he's not on the line. Unless we're on hold. Are we possibly on hold?
I didn't catch the last word of that, what was on that
line.
Well,
the thing is, with Rebel, you don't have to actually respond. He'll continue having the conversation, even if you don't say anything or go somewhere else. So he might very well have said, I'm going to call this now, please hold while I do that, and we're right now on that hold. That could be what's happening. Because I do hear silence, and I, you know, Kyle says we're still connected.
He might have already called and we're like leaving a message somewhere.
Oh, yeah, that's possible too. To some robot's voicemail. All right, well, you know what? What? I thought I heard a voice. Okay, he's not there, so we can move on. 802-321-4225 is our phone number. And Rebel, you are instructed. That was your call for this week. Do not call again, or I will not be charitable. In 3 weeks, you will be banned then. And I'll write it down this time.
Do you want me to enforce that?
Well, how can you enforce it?
Well, I mean, you can instruct him, but if I get a call that I recognize, do you want me to...
Well, yeah, we're not going to pick it up. That's you're the line of defense.
Do you want me to pick it up and hang up?
Or just I don't know how you deal with unwanted callers. We could program it so
I'm saying I have ways of dealing. I can deal.
It forwards to a different number and bothers somebody else. Is that a non-Rebel call? As far as we know?
It is now.
Good. Wait, are you saying you just called back?
Yeah.
Okay, Rebel, if you continue to even attempt to plague us with phone calls, that will count, so don't do that. Yes, Gila, go ahead.
I have been asked to relay a message from Funsox. Manchester 2600 is having their meeting this week, day after tomorrow.
I'm confused. It's not the first Friday of the month.
It's not the first Friday of the month, and because this is my evening to talk about my religion, feel kind of bad for any Jews who want to go to the Manchester 2600 meeting because it's Kol Nidre this Friday night. You know, that's just me. So yes, Funsox, consider your shouted out. Your shout out shouted. Thank you for the information. And Bobcat, our eternal ray of sunshine, does point out that global warming can be reduced by not driving 40-year-old vans that get 8 miles. I'm assuming you mean per gallon, Bobcat, not per hour.
I think he also means 40-year-old vans as a shot to the 2600 van. That's what you're talking about, isn't it? Yeah. You said four. It's 40, right?
I said 40.
Oh, I heard four. Okay, 40.
I talk fast, man.
All right. Well, just for your edification, it doesn't start anyway, so there.
Well, then how do we drive it over the image on YouTube?
You push, Rob. You push, all right? It's a commitment. All right.
What we do between the end of the show on WBAI and the beginning of Overtime is we all get together and push the van so it appears on the YouTube background.
All right. Kyle, do we have any other phone calls?
We do, and in the van's defense, it is a collector's item.
It is. We're looking for the collector.
Okay, it is a vintage automobile. Good so, God. Yes, you have a call.
You smacked my microphone. Are we all right?
I had gestured.
Okay.
a little bit too hard.
A little too hard. 802-321-4225, but somebody's on the line now. So is that what you're saying?
I'm saying.
Okay, good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead.
Yes, that was my fault. I hung up on you by accident.
Okay, Rebel, apparently you can't hear us because you're not listening, and you should be listening. This is your call, and this is your notice that this is the end of that call. Please, that's it for this week.
But I'm not calling from a line where I can do conference calls, so you don't have to worry about that.
I'm not worried about that, and I'm going to say a very pleasant good night to you, and let's not make it an unpleasant good night. Thank you for calling. We'll talk to you again next show. And that's it. Cut the line, Kyle. Thank you very much. I don't mean to be so dramatic about this. Look, let's get back to the damn hurricane. For God's sake, that's the news item, not what Rebel's going to do next. So, Rachel, have the winds kicked up at all or anything to report?
Well, they did for like a minute. But otherwise, right now, we're in a lull.
Okay.
Yeah, it's mostly north of where we are. Is my dog super cute or not? Yes. Thank you. Yeah, that's about it. That's what's going on for us here.
So can you see outside at all in any of your windows?
I can go outside if you want me to go.
No. That's not what I'm asking. I'm just wondering if you can see outside. Like, can you tell how bad it's getting out there or are all your windows boarded up?
All my windows are mostly boarded up, but like we can't even hear anything. Like it's actually pretty chill.
It's a little breezy.
Husband just opened the door and
now we can talk to him properly because we don't have somebody on the phone.
There is a call.
Yeah, but he's not up, or she's not up, so we don't haven't begun that conversation yet. Caller, we'll get to you in a moment. Thanks for your patience.
Yeah, actually, where we are, we're not in a storm surge area, so we're fine. We're the ocean is going to come into your house. Those people are not okay right now.
No.
That's not here.
Fort Myers Beach is pretty underwater.
Fort Myers Beach is underwater.
Sanibel's flooding.
So when you say underwater, how underwater? Like a foot? 6 feet?
Last I saw, about a foot.
Okay.
From the whole island, so, you know, deeper in other places.
But that was like 2 hours ago, so we don't know.
And considering it hasn't even hit land yet, that's ominous. Yeah. That's very ominous.
Well, the storm's actually like an hour and a half north of us.
It's my Floridian husband.
So, realistically speaking, we've seen the worst we're going to see of it. The coast should be seeing the worst they're going to see of it this far south right now.
Okay.
Up around Sarasota, they're going to get it worse than we did.
So, wait, you're talking as if it's over? Is that true?
Well, for us, it's pretty much past.
Really?
Yeah, but it's a little breezy outside. It's making landfall, but it's making landfall an hour and a half north of us.
Okay, and that's not going to affect you when it makes landfall up there?
No, not really. We're 30 miles inland. You know, last time Rachel was on the show with Ian, we had evacuated from a coastal town to where we currently live.
Mm-hmm.
So we are pretty well out of the way of the storm at this point.
Would you say that applies to people further south as well?
Further south and inland, yes. Okay. Further south and on the coast, they are currently dealing with storm surge issues.
Right, right. So it's basically to the east and to the north that is in the path right now.
To the pretty much direct north, vaguely west of us, is where the eye of the storm is right now.
Okay, so we're talking Tampa.
A little south of Tampa.
All right.
Yeah. Sarasota.
Sarasota, Bradenton area. So
now, from what I heard, like, Tampa Bay has been pretty much evacuated. The city of Tampa Bay.
As it should be.
Yeah. And Tampa, I imagine a lot of people evacuated from there as well. But that seems to be the place that they've been predicting for a couple of days now is really going to bear the brunt of it.
There have been mandatory evacuations for all of Southwest Florida in A and B evacuation zones. So the people along the coast and in lower lying areas have been evacuated since yesterday morning, I believe. They were all supposed to be out of their areas by noon today.
Now, a couple of questions about that. Apparently, a mandatory evacuation is not really mandatory because you can stay, right?
Right. They can't force you to leave, but what happens is they won't send emergency services in for you. Once you've hit a certain point in the storm, it's a risk to the emergency service workers' lives, the first responder lives, to send them in, so they won't go.
Okay.
After there's been a mandatory evacuation, you're on your own.
And every county seems to have zones. Is that true of every county, A, B, C, D, E?
Every county's got they're the same zones, but it's every county is following the same idea.
Uh-huh.
So, like, A is going to be your lower-lying coastal areas, B is the next step up from there, and it goes up to E.
Okay, wow, interesting.
We're in an E evacuation zone. And a flood level X, so we're high and dry.
How'd you get to X? That's quite a jump.
You know, I don't know why they decided to make that jump.
Uh-huh. Wow. Okay, so all the counties in Florida have that system, A, B, C, D, and E?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, okay. I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot about mandatory evacuations in Florida. That's something. I don't know if any other state does it that way. Wow.
I didn't know that, so I just learned that.
Wait,
along with
you. You live there and you didn't know that?
I'm a New Yorker. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you live there. Okay. Well, it's a learning experience. So through hurricanes and The Sopranos, there's no end to the education you can get. All right, we have a phone call?
Yeah, there's someone waiting.
Someone is waiting patiently. Let's join this person. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime.
Good evening, gang. This is Tim in Connecticut. How are you today?
Tim in Connecticut. How are you doing?
Not too bad. I don't have a hurricane in my face. I'm fine.
Not yet. Not yet. There's one with your name on it, I'm sure.
Yeah, never say never. But what I really wanted to relay, and this is not hurricane related, but it's kind of weather related. I had the opportunity last week to rent a car and go to a function that was for 3 days. Hertz gave me a Chevy Malibu, which was a Wi-Fi car.
Wi-Fi car.
So it had, internet connectivity, but it had no radio.
Oh, my God.
That didn't bother me at all, but as I was going through the mountains in Pennsylvania, I noticed things like foggy ahead, tune your radio to 1610 a.m.
That's just 1610 a.m. is one of these low-power stations. It just tells you if an airport is open.
Exactly, and it's not like I could find that on TuneIn since I didn't know what station it was.
Wow, I've never heard of that. So Wi-Fi radio.
I mean, you know, since actually 99.5 doesn't hit my area of Connecticut very well, mm-hmm. and I will pick up WBAI on TuneIn, right. But I can call it 8 letters. If I say 99.5, I'm sure it'll try and find a station in Connecticut that's 99.5.
True. And I know there's a translator station at 99.5 there that went on a few years ago and kind of obliterated us in Connecticut. When you tune in on TuneIn, I'm just curious about this. Do you notice a whole lot of advertising before you get the actual signal?
Yes.
I don't know who's responsible for that. It's really, it goes against WBAI's image to have all these commercials, but it goes on for mm-hmm. like 3 or 4 minutes at least.
Yes, but it's one time, and then I get to listen to the entire program commercial free.
Right, that's true. But there are some stations that don't do that, and I don't know if we make any money off of that. It's just, I think it's a bad look, personally.
Right. One of the things, though, I did want to get across was, I don't think when they decided to take the AM and FM radios out of the cars that anybody thought about traffic notifications given to people on the highway.
Right. Yeah, I mean, there are all kinds of problems that you're going to run into. I mean, it depends on a Wi-Fi signal being available, right? And there are many places where there is none. If you're driving in the middle of the desert, what are you going to listen to?
Same thing with OnStar and everything that was available in the car. But, I mean, I wasn't going to have it very long. I was just surprised that there was no option.
Right. You know, that reminds me, the rental car we had when we went up to Canada, what was it doing, Kyle? It was attacking my phone for some reason.
It was the
most bizarre thing.
That's right. The Android Auto. Basically, we were trying to charge a phone and
while using Waze.
Right. But that was sort of beside the point. It was just the mere act of physically connecting to this car, which had just one USB port. Now, typically, you can control what that USB port does or does not do from your phone. Great. So I go to do that in the notification that you've connected this device, and the option just charged the phone is that's all I wanted to do. Didn't want to like transfer all the contacts into a rental car.
No,
that is exactly what this kind of thing could easily do. Depending,
never
if you're not...
do that, folks. Never transfer your contacts.
Never transfer your contacts. So you have lots of different infotainment systems across makes and models of cars these days, but they're usually running either some version, if it's compatible with Android, that does something like this. This one was incredibly hostile and in some way was basically not allowing the charge only part and kept reverting it. Either I really don't think this was the phone software, because you've been able to control other systems from the notification part of your Android device. So like this system basically bypassed that control somehow, or at least wasn't working from the phone to be able to just isolate that. And then every time you denied it, in the system, it would come back on like a couple moments later as though it had just connected again. Right. And it would notify in the device as well as on the screen in the car. So you basically had to sit there closing these things over and over again or just ignoring it. Found out the only way around it was to turn the phone all the way off and let it charge without connecting that way.
Without using the phone. But it's called Android Auto. And we kept getting these notifications, install Android Auto, no, cancel, and it just comes back and keeps doing it.
I think at one point you uninstalled it.
I deleted the damn app from my phone. Not that that was causing the issue. It was just there in peace, but it was being mercilessly attacked by the car. And I successfully uninstalled it, but then I was getting an error message on my phone constantly because this thing was trying to contact my phone and install or access Android Auto. And it was weird because while we were charging the phone and it was on, the light would keep coming on the phone every time it sent a message, which was about once every 5 seconds. So the phone wasn't charging because it was constantly turning on and vibrating. It was ridiculous. I've never seen anything like that. It was the most annoying, frustrating thing I've encountered in a rental car with my phone.
Can I talk about the voice note?
Oh, yeah. We left a voice note.
Now, it was a polite one.
I'll see if I can find it.
Consider that... Just even in this conversation, how polite we are generally as humans, but it could have been steeped in profanity and foulness, but we kept it fairly, like, I don't know, you do have the recording, so I'll let you pull it up, but yeah, we were feeling like kind of, I guess, cheeky, feeling a bit annoyed with the system. Your idea to just, you know, and we did other things in this infotainment system, changing typical stuff like the clock as much as we could, the increments from miles to kilometers, everything we could to modify the whole system. But of course, these systems have lots of apps, or at least a lot of really weird things that a typical rental car customer would maybe not need or take advantage of. This was one of them, this voice notes. And just imagine how much more fun we could have had with this.
Yes. Caller, are you still there? Sorry, we didn't mean to interrupt you. But
No, that's okay. I was going to say that my Motorola phone that I was using is also Android, and I didn't have any of the intrusiveness. It sort of married up very well. The other thing is, of course, make sure that the phone is deleted from the rental car before you give it back.
Absolutely. You never want to leave your contacts in there. A lot of people do.
Yeah.
A lot of times we find contacts that people have left, or even driving directions or things like that. It's, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of privacy can be lost in a rental car if you're not careful. And this car was aggressively trying to get me to transfer my contacts and all sorts of data.
All righty. Anyway, back to everybody else. I usually try to hold back so we can get some new people calling. There's still 29 on the chat. Somebody else's turn.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, well, we'll clear the line. Thanks for your call, and we'll look forward to talking to you in the future.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
All right, good hearing from you. Okay, and we have, you want to describe what this thing was, if some kind of way that you could leave voice. Now, I don't know what the purpose of it is, but in the car, there was a menu item. You press a button, and you record a message.
Yeah, you already said it. It's a voice note.
But why? What's the point of it? Well, who's it for?
A car owner wanted to do that. Presumably, maybe it syncs with a device if you're allowing it to, in the ways we were trying to prevent it from doing. But also, maybe they are trying to... I don't know why this is a feature, and it's a feature no one asked for. But yeah, you could leave all kinds of little notes in the car. Or record... maybe even surreptitiously some interaction in a car from the car. Imagine that, you know, for all your entrapment needs. I don't know, but we had some fun with it.
We sure did. I'm going to try and play. The thing is, you gave me...
I didn't do anything. I'm doing my job. Don't tell me about me.
You fixed it. You fixed it, but then I went to a different program, and now it's not fixed anymore. I'm trying to start this from the beginning so that it plays back what we left on the voice note, and I am going to hold the phone up. I'm sure it's going to be awkward and not sound good, but we're going to try. Yeah, you see, there's no sound. Hold on. Okay, there we go. Now, hold on. there's a little bell that was muted, but now I have to get back to the the point where it started. You know what? Someone else say something for a moment while I figure this out, because this phone is annoying the hell out of me.
Tim in Connecticut actually just reported in the chat that Milton made landfall in Siesta Key while he was on the phone.
That's right. I saw that too. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you can say that here.
Sorry.
We'll mute that. Mm-hmm. Do whatever the fuck we want on YouTube. It's really okay.
Yeah. Here we go. I found it. Thank you, Kyle, for your help. And we're gonna play the voice memo now that we left in our car. And there's no sound because it's muted, like I told you. it mutes for some reason. And yeah. Hang on, we'll have this. It's not really that momentous, so don't get your hopes up too much. But apparently we could have left a whole bunch of these voice memos. Okay, and here it is, as promised.
Hey, if you're hearing this, it's a good car, you know, it's a pretty good car. But don't connect your phone to the Bluetooth, because it'll keep pestering you to connect things to your phone. And it gets so annoying after a while, so.
Well, it's also the USB. It's mainly the USB.
Because
you're going to try to get power with the USB.
Yeah.
It's probably already connected with Bluetooth, but it really isn't the Bluetooth. It's the USB cable. Because this thing wants to put all these menu options so you can control your phone on the dashboard.
It's nonsense.
It's in the process, you know, wants to copy, like, all your contacts and everything. So it's just a total waste. Really avoid it. Don't try to charge your phone.
Right.
Or even, you know, if you do Bluetooth, do like the minimum.
Yeah. Oh man, I think the cops are coming. Hold on. Hang on. I don't want to get pulled over. Oh no, we're good. Don't do that. Don't plug your USB thing in. If you have to use GPS, do it without powering your phone at the same time. Otherwise, it's a good car. Pretty good car. And we hit a joint in it somewhere too, see if we find it.
That's it. That's the message that somebody will hear if they... See, now my phone's making all kinds of noise because I unmuted it for a second. that's what you can do, too, if you have a voice memo feature in your rental car. Who knew? Comments? Thoughts? Yes.
Does your phone have a typewriter?
No, that's a news bulletin.
Yeah. Your news bulletin sound like a typewriter.
Yeah, because it's coming from the newsroom. That's what it used to sound like. You can program sounds in your phone. I mean, am I the first person to do this?
When were we talking about? Recently.
What's the phone number again?
Oh, yeah.
802-321-4225 is our phone number, and we only have a few minutes left, so please give us a call.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Milton makes landfall. That's the bulletin, by the way. the hurricane moved ashore in a populous stretch of central Florida, knocking down trees, ravaging mobile homes, and leaving hundreds of thousands without power. All right. So that's happening.
Yep.
As always, you can submit story ideas or share your opinions about some of our discussions with us using the email address oth@2600.com. We accept all file types, and typically English is our preferred language. And ASCII, yeah, like regular text is also preferred.
Yes, is the secure drop information still available on the website?
If you go to 26,
very secretive and salacious you want to share.
I believe 2600.com/secure drop will give you all the info you could possibly want.
There's been some questions about that lately, people asking, and that is still active and will be maintained continuously, let's put it that way.
Yes.
So if you want to use that, feel free as well.
It's a secure way of sending sensitive information.
And the website has instructions. You can read all about it. It uses the Onion Network and a lot of just basic stuff to give you a little bit of distance as far as your identity. It's not foolproof by any means, and please, if you use it, don't talk about it.
Well, that's the whole point of doing it, you know, surreptitiously. It's exactly. Not to advertise that you're doing it. Yes.
Yeah, like, don't, like, get a billboard asking why your submission didn't get read aloud on air and you didn't win the pageant or
right,
something.
Right.
That's not useful. No, that's not a real discreet way to use it.
It doesn't help you to do it that way. So
please. Would you say that the first rule of Secure Drop is we don't talk about Secure Drop?
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, especially if you are depending on it being a part of your overall anonymity scheme.
Yeah, if you
don't want to know,
if you're a whistleblower, say at a company, don't use your email address to send us a clear text email saying, "Did you get my Secure Drop submission?"
It's basically a surefire way to absolutely disqualify anything you send to us. If you identify yourself as having used it, we're going to ignore what you send because we don't want to know, for our own purposes, who we're talking to. That's the entire point of it. So
yeah.
To have used it and then stomp around and huff and puff at us that it didn't work or that you didn't see the skywriting airplane that we printed your submission with, you know, for all to see, then, you know, you're kind of missing the whole point of using it. But we'll check it just because people have mentioned it extra as an organization, but it is active and feel free to use it.
Go ahead, Rob.
Talking of some of our extracurricular activities, a little bird told me that you can get Hope videos for the most recent Hope.
You know what? I totally forgot about that. Yes, Hope XV was the conference that happened back in July. It was a lot of fun. We all had a great time. Yes, videos are finally out. It took us a while because there's so many things going on. But they came out today. In fact, they're on the store, store.2600.com or 2600.store. That also works. You simply go to the video section and click on Hope Downloads or Hope Flash Drives, or do we call it thumb drives? I'm not sure. They're all there. Everything from the conference is there. We are going to get them on YouTube. It's just it's a pain in the ass getting things on YouTube because of all the restrictions and technical issues, but we are doing that. We just wanted to get this out of the way first. And look, it's October. We finally did it. So please support Hope, support 2600 by getting those. Again, all the videos, there's nearly 100 altogether. They're all DRM free, meaning you can copy them freely. You can share them. And there's no copy restriction of any sort. We also have some really cool features that we never had before involving captioning. Now I don't use this, so I don't exactly know how it works, but it's I believe .srt files. We have them in English, we have them in French, we have them in Spanish, we have them in German. So every single talk is in all those languages, and we also have a text transcript in English of the entire talk in a .txt file. And I'm told that this is much better than the crap they offer on YouTube. You know, where they try and translate words. I don't think it's like that. I haven't tested it myself. But when you get the flash drive, you're going to get a whole lot of files. They all come together. If your player understands it, you can activate it. If not, you know, it's just going to be there. And you know, it's something we're quite proud of. And of course, you also get the MP3, the audio version. So some people like to copy all the MP3s onto a flash drive and listen to it in their car. And that's a fun activity. So we suggest a flash drive for that, so you don't have to download a whole, you know, 100 different files. But if you do download, you'll get a zip file and unzip the zip file, and you'll have, I believe, 7 files for every talk. An MP4, an MP3, 4 SRT files, and a TXT file for every single talk. Yeah, it's cool. And, of course, Jolie, our good friend over at Internet Society, did the lion's share of the work here. And boy, that guy is amazing as far as what he can do. and they look better than ever. They really do. I'm so impressed with the many, many hours he put into this.
Yeah, we definitely would like to extend a big thanks to the New York chapter of Internet Society and everything that those contributions were to make these available as they are, because it is it's looking really, really well done and well captured.
And I'm sorry, we have a phone call?
Yes.
Okay. And we're sorry to our listener who has been waiting patiently on the phone. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime.
Hi, it's Bobcat.
Hey, I wanted Bobcat. What's up?
Give you some information about anthropogenic climate change, formerly known as global warming. The amount of carbon dioxide released worldwide has increased by 60% since 1990. Okay, now the United States is 25% of the world's economy and historically was the largest emitter of greenhouse gases. So the world went up by 60% since 1990 and the United States went down by 2% since 1990. The United States is 35 years ahead of the rest of the world in reducing greenhouse gases.
Well,
and my information comes from the United States federal government websites.
Okay, well, you know, that's impressive.
The impact,
I'm happy to hear that.
The impact isn't spread just to where people change it. I mean, it's a global phenomena, and the effects and the consequences sort of those changes are felt
if you believe the federal government statistics
to blame us or China.
Well, okay, you know, at this point
I
believe in pointing the finger at China if they're guilty. Yeah, do more, follow our lead. But if the federal government is saying this and we believe what the federal government says, then by all means give us a pat on the back, but keep pushing. And get the rest of the world to follow.
Complaining about what Americans are doing as being not enough is way more than the rest of the world has done. They need to catch up. Now, I perfectly understand why China and other countries are burning more coal, because they're raising the living standard of people. The reason everything went down since 1990 and went up since 1990 was the fall of the Soviet Union. And we have more people burning stuff to make energy, to make stuff, so that people can have stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the world needs to do better. I mean, China's building a gigawatt coal-fired power plant every single week.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be doing so for quite a while.
No, I agree. We have to lead by example and shut down coal, replace it with cleaner energy, and show the world that it works, you know, that we can do this. So
that's what we've been doing. Fracking has allowed us to change from coal to natural gas.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the major reason why our carbon emissions have decreased so much.
Well, fracking comes with its own set of problems, and I don't want to get into that right now. We'll be talking all night. But, you know, like you said, we're on a good path. And
fracking has imaginary problems. Imaginary that we can do anything about the rest of the world burning more coal. What are we going to do to them? We can't stop them.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mother Nature always has the final say. Just let's remember that. And we're kind of seeing her wrath lately. So that's all I'm going to say.
Weather's not climate.
No, weather's not climate, but you when you see things, when you see global temperatures going up over a course of centuries,
uh-huh.
That's you know, that's not just weather. That's climate.
And the rest of the world has to get on board and do as well as the United States has done.
All right. Well, let's go to the UN and get that message out there.
They don't care.
Well, someone has to care. You got to get the message out. Anyway, thanks for your call. Thanks for bringing it up.
All right.
Take care. All right.
Oh, Alex Jones up here. Just shouting.
You guys on Skype, you know, you can chime in anytime. Whenever someone calls up with these issues, I'm always the one that's got to, like, you know, bring up facts and things like that.
I know. Well, I'll tell you, I'm exhausted because for me, it feels like 3 o'clock in the morning right now. I mean,
You're in New York. You have no excuse this time, Alex.
No, I mean, I just got back to New York from Rome. I'm exhausted.
My poor brother.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, it was for work, but, you know, it's still Rome. It's not bad, you know. We'll take it.
We passed Rome while we were driving. We passed Rome. We passed Paris. We passed Amsterdam. We went to London. Who knew all these exotic cities were in upstate New York and Ontario?
There's Moscow there as well. It is.
I was going to say, there's Mexico in upstate New York as well.
Oh, I didn't go there. Wow. Next time.
You were too far south, I think.
There's Swastika, New York. You know that? That's actual name of the place. It's Swastika.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. Look it up. I think there's one in Canada, too. Apparently, it means something else, but... Well, I wouldn't want to live there.
It literally does, but that's not cool.
Yeah, call it something else, for God's sake.
But I feel like if you're going to look the city up, do it in like private incognito mode.
Yeah, Google will give you all kinds of...
I mean, like, that's very normal for Buddhist places. When I traveled to Japan, on like just Google Maps... There were swastikas because they were showing where temples were.
Wait, they showed the swastika as a symbol?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yes. I'm sure you can still do it. If you just zoom in on places in Buddhist countries, you can find a swastika.
I can't imagine the amount of misunderstandings that has spawned.
Yeah, no, it was very alarming.
A bunch of skinheads showing up being all disappointed.
But you know? I was in Japan, so I was like, I mean... Well,
there are quite a few swastikas.
You know, I don't know how we got into this. I just mentioned that there was a town with a weird name.
Well, there are quite a few swastikas in the filigrees and you know, decorations in buildings in this city that were built before the war.
And then there are the other kind that are also proliferating, which I'd rather not get into. But
yes.
Well, okay. Symbols are symbols. Here we take one more phone call. Try to take one more phone call. 802-321-4225. If anyone else is out there, we'll give it 2 minutes or so. But as Alex is, I'm also exhausted, and I did not go to Rome.
I know. Yeah. It was for a hackathon that I was there, the Ethereum Rome hackathon. It was over the weekend, which is really, it was very cool. But also, it was a little exhausting because, you know, it was very late nights, and I was in Oxford before that for a reunion in London a couple of days before that, so it was a long trip.
Holy shit, the Mets won! I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
What?
The Mets were going to the National League Championship. They won. The Grand Slam home run. God damn it, wow. I missed it. I forgot about it yesterday, and they won just now. This just happened. And the Mets are they advanced. They beat the Phillies. I'm sorry, Philadelphia. Can't win them all.
Well, I didn't even know who they were playing. Or were
even know they were playing at all, but...
Yeah.
No Mets.
That's what happens when you go to Florida. You lose track of the Mets. And, you know, here in New York, we have one baseball team and one corporate team. And guess what the baseball team is. Yeah, so our Queens heroes are moving on.
People ask me why I am not a Yankees fan, and I say, have you met them?
Well, if you do meet them, you'll notice they're all clean cut. They are not allowed to grow their hair long. They are not allowed to have beards. Then look at the Mets. Just look at the Mets, and you'll see why they're more endearing.
Obviously, yeah. Fine. No, it's very... Actually, my Navy guy coworker is a Mets fan, and I'm like, yeah, obviously you would be motherfucker. Pardon me.
Well, on that note, we are going to shut things down tonight because we're done with phone calls. Please write to us, oth@2600.com. Rachel, it was great having you. Hope things work out. If, in fact, the brunt of the storm is over, that's great. But keep your fingers crossed, keep alert. And I guess we'll talk to you next hurricane. What, a week or two?
Like 10 years.
Yeah.
That's true.
Should be 100 years from now.
Let's hope.
All right. Thanks, everybody, on YouTube. Again, otha@2600.com is our email address. Please write to us with your thoughts, comments, and whatnot. And we will see you back on YouTube, I guess, in 3 weeks' time, and back on WBAI next Wednesday, 7 p.m., 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. And I mean it. Support WBAI. Give to WBAI.org. Give the number to WBAI.org. Keep that station going. And don't forget about the videos from HopeXV, just released today. It's on our store, store.2600.com. And have a good night, everybody.